this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline
in
the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy.
Economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is Money Talks, and it's longest running, most respected money show on radio. I'm Dr. Gene Hunter. I'm joined today by Mark Bendinelli, CFA, research analyst, Supreme, and then Charlie. You're a divorce attorney, or what are you? Charlie Hathaway.
No,
Esquire.
CFP.
Why CFP?
And then the CDFA. Yeah. So it's a divorce designation. You know, it's not a piece of the CFP. It's a separate
and a certified
specialty. Certified divorce financial analyst.
For all you newly single people out there.
Takes the planning and focuses it on divorce situations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there are some unique things. We've had a lot of questions that we've answered for people.
Absolutely.
I really thought it was one of those things, I just want some more initials behind my name, but it seems to have some actual.
It does. It has some
real stuff going on.
It's true.
Well, as usual, we're going to start off with talking a little bit about the economics and some earnings and interest rates and stuff like that. Mark, you want to talk about industrial production a little bit this week?
Sure. Not too good, guys. It looks like it fell a little bit in October, and September's was downwardly revised. Looks like utility mining output both fell. Not exactly exciting stuff. Factory production managed a whopping 0.2% gain. And then production of motor vehicles and parts also fell 1.2%. So not exactly great news, but yet the market still manages to go higher.
Well, the automobile thing is that dealers don't like to take delivery on cars this time of the year. In fact, they all have sales this time of the year. They want to get it off of their lots because there's personal property tax on those things.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's they really –
They've got all they need for the Christmas shopping season.
Yeah, in the olden days, so they would drive them across state lines. I'm serious. But they got wise to that.
So that's why all the dealerships are right near the state lines.
That's right.
That's it. Chain store sales were modest. Mark, I want to talk to you a little bit about this. A lot of economists are saying this is going to be a killer Christmas because gas prices are down.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to spend all that money, and they found all this money. I don't think so.
I don't see that happening either. I just don't. I mean, they've been weak already, and what they're saying is the seasonal apparel has been weak because the weather's been so warm.
We solved that problem this week.
Exactly.
Have
you
seen?
Yeah,
That was too cold.
I went shopping last weekend to Dick's for jackets.
Yeah, don't have any
for our kids, and they were out. Not of every single one, but the one we wanted was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now it's too cold for people to get out of the house. I do think that it will be all right, a decent report, I guess a decent holiday shopping season. But you're seeing everybody mm-hmm. have these sales go on for a whole week now. We're having an entire week of sales, which is kind of absurd. So Black Friday may not be so
and
insane.
And some of these stores are starting opening up on Thanksgiving Day.
Absolutely.
5 o'clock.
Right.
Get them out of the house.
I might actually try it this year. I saw some good deals at Walmart. And get an iPad for like $400 with a $100 gift card too. So that's
So I guess with the fuel, the fuel prices may not be the driver as much as wage growth, which has been spotty,
stagnant, definitely
under 2%, and we have inflation about 2%.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen real incomes rise for most people in 4 or 5 years. It's not been good,
mm-hmm.
and I think that people underestimate the consumer. They're cutting back, and maybe they'll take that money and pay off bills.
Maybe we'll pay down some debt. That's what they should be doing a little bit.
And speaking of prices, both the consumer and producer prices are very, very modest this last
year. Yeah, up 0.2% month to month. Year over year, it's more about 2%, maybe a little bit less. The Fed is targeting about a 2% inflation rate for when they begin finally raising rates, which we've been calling for, 3-4 years now.
Yep.
But, they're not moving that much higher. Then we saw some housing starts numbers.
Yeah, I wanted to bring this up. We're talking about what was interesting is mortgage applications, purchase activities were up 11.7%.
Mm-hmm.
But I take a look down here and I see existing home sales increased slightly, just slightly more than expected. What's the deal? Is there a disconnect here?
Yeah, and some of these can be lagging numbers, too.
The
mortgage applications is a week-to-week number, so that's what they're looking at is from last year. And
this
existing home sales, they're still up at least 2.5%, and it is some kind of disconnect because existing home sales actually represent about 80 to 90% of the total market in terms of home sales and transactions.
And they said that housing starts had jumped a bit, or declined slightly, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're down a little bit, about 3% from September, but from last year, up nearly 8%. So that was actually pretty good news. We saw housing permits up significantly, which is even better because that's what's really going to drive residential construction activity going forward.
So the trend is up.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my viewpoint is so skewed because of where I live. I live out here, and boy, there's lots of building going on. And,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not talking spec building. I'm talking about houses that boom, pop up, and people are in them.
Yeah,
all over the place, and there's one big development up by the country club, which is going to be 250 homes that Lennar is putting in there.
Okay, and what are they priced from though?
They're going to be $500,000-$600,000 and up, I'm sure.
That does concern me because it seems like we're getting a little bit back to where we were.
But you can still, you know, you can buy existing homes in let's just say the Pine Tree area under $200,000. And they're in good shape. They're old-fashioned. I mean, there's something that you have to put some sweat equity into it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they're all in great shape and a good neighborhood and well-maintained.
Right.
So there isn't for a lack of housing. And, I mean, I've been buying houses over the last month or so, and I see a bunch of houses for $140,000, $150,000 that are nice homes. What they need is a little love, a little painting and stuff like that. It's all. I mean,
new carpet.
Yeah, just stuff like that. So housing is really affordable today, I believe. You know?
And I mean, we're still.
And the mortgage rates just make it that much more affordable.
Exactly.
I mean, you bought your house at the absolute bottom of the market. So
I got lucky. I did get lucky.
I was in luck. I mean, when everybody's selling, what are you supposed to be doing?
Buy.
Thank you very much. Okay. Interest rates, they rose a little bit this week. But not much.
Not much. They're pretty much back to where they were in about mid-September when everybody started kind of panicking and jumping into treasuries because the stock market was going to crash and it was going to fall. And it fell about 10%. Market's already back above those highs.
All-time high. We might as well talk about that a little bit. The market is – this year is up, what, 12%?
Yep, and it's set. The S&P 500 set over 40 record highs this year. So, I mean, it's been a good year. We're up about 13%. It's still weird that you're seeing utilities kind of lead this thing. They're up 23% year to date.
Well, I think that's just a function of interest rates.
Yeah,
and
people, I think, were kind of negative on them more so even a year ago than now. It's almost like that part of the market is saying rates are not going up anytime soon.
It's a no growth industry. In fact, of all the sectors, healthcare has done the best.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that to me. But I still don't quite follow that.
Apparently, there's about 10 million new customers out there, I think, from something called the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah,
I don't
but
there, there might be about to have a lot more after tonight
they say that they aren't eligible for that stuff, but we'll see. Utilities were second, right, up 23% this year. And the only way you can explain that is the relationship to interest rates. Interest rates have held steady or down a little bit.
It's been a downward trending market all year for interest rates. The 10-year started at about 3% to begin the year. We're at, I don't know, 2.3%.
Yeah, something like that, right.
And then the 30-year started the year at 4%. Now it's hardly above 3%. So it's been a downward trend.
Yeah.
It's been a 30-year cycle or more for interest rates.
And the only sector that's down, and it's easy to explain, is energy. You've got a situation where natural gas prices and oil prices have fallen to spectacularly low levels that no one believes.
Yeah, it's been about a 25%, 30% move in energy just since about June. So it's but earnings were pretty darn good this week.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
And that energy move is great for the rest of those companies out there, you know, that we're seeing these good earnings from, the non-energy producing companies. Their cost inputs are going down. Maybe hadn't quite bled through the income statement.
Well, you know,
quite
they, I
yet,
say in the marketplace, the cure for low oil prices is low oil prices. People don't make any more oil. They don't make any more stuff out of the ground.
Right.
And the same thing with high. Mm-hmm. Prices get so high, people start consuming. So
yep.
They adjust as they go along. You want to talk about a few of these earnings?
Yeah, let's go with some of those home retail stocks. We got a local company here. I think you guys have heard of them, Home Depot.
Yep, they had a great.
They had a great quarter, but I think they're worried about this credit card.
They're talking about the fourth quarter, the other shoe may drop on the credit card thing.
Yep.
And Lowe's had a good quarter, too.
Earnings were up about 25% from last year.
So, I mean, people are in those stores. They're putting money into their houses, and I suspect that's where the money's going rather than replace the washer, replace the – Merry Christmas, here's a new refrigerator.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That things have been limping along and stuff like that, washers, dryers.
And then we had a couple companies that have almost been left for dead, Staples and Best Buy, who actually did pretty well. I mean, these are companies that have been getting hammered by the Amazons or a Walmart or any kind of e-commerce.
Yes, they've been, quote, a showroom for the web.
Exactly. Yeah. And they did pretty good.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, and we'll be starting answering some of your questions. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.